Bezvas Hashem Yisbarech, our halacha topic for Daf Chavches revolves around the question of whether non-kosher material could be used in the construction of a Beis HaKnesses. This all emerges from our Gemara. The Gemara quoted the opinion of Rav Yosef. The Rav Yosef had said, "Lo huchshu b'mlecha shemayim ela or behema Torah b'lvad." And the Gemara on Chavches Amid Aleph, when it assumes that the Or Tachash is made out of a Bema Tahora, evokes this rule of Rav Yosef that the Melecha Shemayim needs to be made from a kosher animal. Ultimately, it should be noted that the Gemara on Chavches Amid Beis says that we use Rav Yosef's teaching in a different direction. We use it for tefillin. But at the end of the day, the Gemara on Chavches Amid Aleph in the Hav Amina uses this expression for the Meleches HaMishkan. This is very important for both the Rabbeinu Bechai in Drush, as well as the Chsam Sofer LaHalacha in Simin Lamites. The Chsam Sofer in Or HaChaim Simin Lamites quotes Rabbeinu Bechai that says that the reason why silk was not used in the Beis HaMikdash and in the Mishkan, more particularly the Mishkan, is what Rabbeinu Bechai is discussing, is because silk was made out of a non-kosher animal. It seems that Rabbeinu Bechai assumes that even though Rav Yosef's rule of lo huchshu b'mleches shamayim is not applied in the maskana from the Mishkan, it's still at the same time, the Gemara never precluded the possibility that the only thing that was used in the Mishkan for its construction is from a kosher animal. The Chsam Sofer actually takes this opinion very seriously. And the Chsam Sofer seems to drive in the direction that for the construction of not only the Sefer Torah, but even the construction of a Beis HaKnesses itself, there are things that are going to be made from an animal, in such a case, they should be made only for a kosher animal. And he argues that the only times that silk could be used, if it comes from a non-kosher animal, is if it is entirely changed, that there is a shinui in the silk, but lechatchila one should not use something from a non-kosher animal in the construction of the Beis HaKnesses. He starts out his tshuva by pointing out that this might be the makar for the halacha, in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel, that a present that was given to a prostitute cannot be used for the construction of a Beis HaKnesses, which is modeled after the halacha of Beis HaMikdash. And this is found in Rabbeinu Yeruchim that is brought down in the Darkei Moshe in Simin Kuf Nun Gimel. And he concludes that the rationale of all of this is because the Din Derabbanan of Beis HaKnesses, the Mitzvah Derabbanan, is modeled after the Mitzvah d'oraisa of building the Beis HaMikdash. If this would be followed, this would be an amazing chumrah that one would need a hashkacha, if you will, I say it's tongue in cheek, for all the materials that are used in the construction of a Beis HaKnesses. I'd like to point out in Pshat in our Sugya, as well as in Svara, some of the points that Chsam Sofer himself raises, why we are not familiar from this halacha from other places, and it's something that emerges specifically from this Tshuvas Chsam Sofer and is not emphasized by other poskim. Firstly, and again, the Chsam Sofer himself raises most of these points. Our sugya itself that evoked the rule of Rav Yosef of lo huchshu b'mleches shemayim elam behema Torah belvad, not only was that used for tefillin in the maskana and not for the construction of the Mishkan, but more than that, the Gemara never proved that the Mishkan was only constructed out of a behema tahora. The Ran makes this point in Rosh Hashanah, as the Chsam Sofer mentions, that the Gemara left off on Chavches Amid Aleph unclear what the tachash was made out of. And finally, the Chsam Sofer himself also quotes a Rajba that points out that the maskana of our Gemara, the reason why a OL from a Behema Tmeya contracts Tuma is actually learned out from the Kal v'chomer Chav Chesam and Av going to Chav Chesam Abeis, but the Gemara never precluded the possibility that the Mishkan itself would be kosher from a Behema Tmeya. So even though there was a Hav Amina in the Gemara, it requires more Iyun whether the Hav Amina of the Gemara stands. And therefore, Rabbeinu Bechaya's Hezber, it's not clear, according to the Rishonim on our Sugya, whether at all Rabbeinu Bechaya's assumption was accepted. Number one. Number two, the Chassam Sofer has the following question. And this is a strong Raya. The Gemara Menachos on Daf Mem, in fact, we had discussed this on Daf Chav Zayin in the Daf, says that when it comes to tzitzis, begadim that are not made out of wool and linen, the halacha says that its strings need to be made out of the same material. And we know the Gemara gives examples of using silk as well, which come, as Rabbeinu Bechaya had said, from a non-kosher animal. Hence, we see that when it comes to tzitzis, the halacha is clear that from a non-kosher animal, you'll be able to use tashmishei mitzvah. Chassam Sofer claims that even though that's so regards to tashmishei mitzvah, it could very well be for tashmishei kedusha, not only tefillin, there would be a requirement of min hamutar beficha, because we know that there is a different level of kedusha for tashmishei mitzvah as opposed to tashmishei kedusha. And if one is going to argue that a Beis HaKnesses is modeled after the Beis HaMikdash and has the status of Kedusha, of Tashmishei Kedusha, it could very well be the requirement of Minamotar Moser B'Picha applies, argues the Chassam Sofer. This approach of Chassam Sofer fits in beautifully with the approach of Rav Soloveitchik that Rav Schechter elaborates on in his Sefer Eretz HaTzvi, that the Kedusha of Beis HaKnesses is modeled after Beis HaMikdash, and it could very well be in such a case, if we assume that in the Beis HaMikdash there was a requirement as well of Vohuchshum Lechas Mishamayim Elmi Behema Tahora, the same would apply to a Beis HaKnesses. However, I'd like to point out that the Ramban, in the beginning of the third parak in Megillah, clearly states that a Beis HaKnesses has a Din Tashmishei Mitzvah and not Tashmishei Kedusha. Rav Schechter in his piece quotes this Ramban. However, he says, the Ran disagrees, that the Ran holds, like those Rishonim, as the Chassam Sofer assumes, that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is modeled after Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, and therefore one would not be able at all to bring a Raya from the Halacha that Tzitzis could be made out of a non-kosher animal. However, the Ran that seems to assume that Kedushas Beis HaKnesses has the status of Tashmishei Kedusha, it's not clear to me whether that status of Tashmishei Kedusha is the same type of status of Tashmishei Kedusha that Rav Soloveitchik presented the Beis HaMikdash has. The Beis HaMikdash, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, revolves around the Aron. And since it revolves around the Aron, everything is there to serve the Kedushas HaKsav of the Torah. Since it's there to serve the Kedushas HaKsav of the Torah, then it has the din of Tashmishei Kedusha, and here the parallel would be very powerful, that just like we say that min ha-moser b'ficha it applies to Kedusha Sefer Torah, it could very well be it'll apply Kedusha Beis HaMikdash as the Chassam Sofer is concerned that it does. However, as we've pointed out on other occasions, if one looks in the Ran in Megillah over there in the beginning of the Halachos of Beis HaKnesses, in the beginning of the fourth parak in Megillah, one will see the Ran does not consider it Tashmishei Kedusha because of the words of Torah that revolve from the Aron, but rather it has Tashmishei Kedusha because of the Tfilos of Kedusha that take place in the Beis HaKnesses. If that's so, then it's a different type, one could argue, of Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not a Kedusha that emanates from Kedushas HaKsav. It's a respect for the Kedushas HaTfila, and that requires Iyun, whether that type of Tashmishei Kedusha also requires from Behema Tahora, or Behema Tameya would be acceptable in constructing it. Because at the end of the day, it is not the same halacha of Tashmishei Kedusha as Tashmishei Sefer Torah. The Chassam Sofer himself seems to come out leniently. I believe we have advanced another reason why it would be acceptable to use in the construction or in the shul materials that come from those things that are asar b'ficha. This concludes the halacha section from Daf Chav Ches.